Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
This is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning, hopefully, is Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Monteith.
Well, it's great to have you with us again, and we're going to be talking about the final countdown. And Pastor Crone has put together a wonderful video series. We carry it called The Final Countdown. There are 10 DVDs. As we analyze the things that are going on today and how they apply to our everyday life, how they apply to prophecy. And it's certainly the best thing that I've seen, with wonderful biblical references. And then, of course, a lot of video clips bringing you right up to what's going on today, the things that you know going on around you, but you don't connect the dots. And he's done the job of connecting the dots. So you start out this morning, and I think we're on six, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Okay, you go right ahead.
Yeah, we've already covered, well, first of all, let me explain the premise with the final countdown. And basically, we deal with 10 different signs in Bible prophecy where God, out of love, gives us a heads up that, hey, you might want to get right with him because the time is near. And again, I used to be a scoffer, a skeptic myself, and I thought Christians were a bunch of brainwashed people that were so intellectually inept they had to have a book, i.e. the Bible, to tell them what to do. I was much more smart than that. And so I come from that background, too. And so we not only expose what the Scripture clearly says would come in the last days so we can be prepared now for all eternity, but also so that we could deal with people like I used to be, you know, with this skeptical question. I was like, well, yeah, you Christians have been saying this for how long now, and nothing ever seems to happen. So now you're going to come out with this final countdown thing, and you're going to show 10 signs during the last days. What makes this so different than all the other times? You guys are like the infinite boy, if you will, who cried wolf. Well, again, that's what makes this so different, and we follow that line of reasoning out of love and meet people where they're at. And that's why, as you mentioned, we worked overtime to show you not just quotes, but actual video clips of people that you can actually recognize on the news, and so that we tried to demonstrate, replete, that you might want to pay attention this time around. Granted, there's been a lot of people, but these times are very different. And so that's kind of our premise with that. And we've already dealt with the Jewish people, modern technology, worldwide upheaval with earthquakes, famines, and pestilence and wars. Last time we dealt with the rise of falsehood, with the on the last day, the scene would arise false Christs and false teachers. And this one is the rise of wickedness. Now, this one's almost akin, I would say, to the sign of modern technology. Modern technology, very few people realize its prophetic significance, that we live in such a day where we could travel across the world and we got information at our tips and we run a rat race. According to the book of Daniel, chapter 12, that's a sign you're in the last days. But see, we don't usually recognize it because we're so immersed in it. I like what one guy had said one time. He says, if you want to know what the ocean's like, don't ask the fish. And that's because the fish don't have an outside perspective.
Very well put.
Yeah. And that's, again, when you're not going to understand the prophetic significance unless you ask the one who's outside the realm of time, space, mass, continuum, i.e. God. And it won't make sense. But yet, here we are with this wickedness one, like modern technology. We're like those fish. We're so immersed in such a wicked society that slowly crept up on us, and then recently it's rapidly crept on us, we'll talk that in a second, that we don't get it. We don't understand its prophetic significance. Yet, the Apostle Paul in the New Testament clearly said that in the last days, you're going to see a massive rise of wickedness like never before. Here's what he says. He says, mark this. He says, there's going to be terrible times in the last days. This is in the book of 2 Timothy. He said, here's why. Because people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents. I mean, think of that. We got kids today that are killing their parents. Who would have thought that just a couple decades ago? Ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God. Boy, I go to town on that one. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power. And he clearly says, have nothing to do with them. Now, right there, that's not even the whole text, but that gives you an idea. Paul clearly says, he says, mark this. That means pay attention. He said, there's going to be terrible times in the last days, and he tells you why. He tells you the heart condition of the people on the scene in the last days. And basically, as you could see with the it's going to be a society that is going to be filled with absolute unadulterated wickedness. But it in the text there, it clearly says the root of this wicked behavior stems from a love of self. It's all about me, myself, and I, the unholy Trinity, instead of a love for God. And once you go off that course, and when God is no longer the center of all things, you are going to denigrate very quickly. And that's exactly what's happened to our society. And again, the skeptic would come along, and it's an honest question. They say, well, so what? So society's wicked, whoop-de-doo-dah. There's always been wickedness in society. And granted, that's true. But when you put the pieces together, you realize in the last 30 years, we've seen nothing short of an explosion of wickedness like never before.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Pastor Billy Crow.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier
I look and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone, and you pick up the story there. We were talking about the wickedness in our society.
Yeah, and again, you know, the skeptic will come along and say, okay, well, what do you do to us? So we've always had wickedness. But again, you know, let me demonstrate just how bad it gets when you turn from a love of God, when he's no longer the center of things, and then when you become, man becomes the center of all things, it doesn't take long. And again, that's a sign that Paul clearly said that's going to be a sign that you are in the last days when you see this switch around. Keep in mind, let me just give you a reference point of just how fast this is happening. A reference point, the top discipline problems in schools used to be, this is just 30 years ago roughly, okay, this used to be, this was the big giant problems in schools. Talking, ooh, chewing gum, ooh, those nasty rebels, making noise, running in the halls, getting out of turn in line, and diseases among 10 to 14-year-olds. It's up 385%. Unwed pregnancies among 10 to 14-year-olds are up 553%. Teenage suicide is up 200%. The national average of the SAT scores has dropped 80 points. They went up for a little bit, but that was only because they dumbed down the tests. Across America right now, 25% of graduating seniors cannot read their diploma. Every single day in our country, get this, 13 youth commit suicide every day. 16 are murdered. 1,000 become mothers every day. 100,000 bring guns to school. 2,200 drop out of school. 500 begin using drugs every single day. They begin the process. 1,000 begin drinking alcohol every day. They begin that. 3,500 are assaulted. 630 are robbed. And 80 are raped every single day in America just with youth. In fact, more people have died in America, you do the math, in the last 30 years from murders and suicides than from all the wars in the history of the United States. Now, I don't know about you, but it sure appears to me when you put the facts together, in the last 30 years alone, of course, yeah, there's always been wickedness, but in the last 30 years alone, once you make that switch from God being the center of all things to man being the center of all things, it looks like it really does do exactly what Paul said would happen. It creates a society of unadulterated wickedness exactly like the Bible said would happen when you were in the last days. It does not take long. And so the question that, you know, that people should have and should be asked is, well, wait a second, you know, the foundation of our country and, you know, we're supposed to have this great Christian godly heritage and a Christian nation and all that stuff. Well, how in the world could we turn so fast from loving God to loving ourselves? Well, as we saw last time with the rise of falsehood, the enemy is very, very clever, of course, and sneaks in with some various tactics. Last time we saw that, you know, with the false Christ and the false teachers, and especially the New Age movement, which is preparing people for the Antichrist kingdom of the one world government, economy, and religion. And you look at the teachings of New Age, and you're going, well, hey, nobody's going to fall for that, you know, because they think those people are those wacky people that sit in a lotus position and put triangles on their heads, you know, and try to tune into the cosmic forces. Well, what they do is they take their false teaching, and they repackage it. And that's what we saw. They repackage it with the promotion of environmentalism, which is rampant with New Age teachings, even with the healthy body vegetarian movement, which is rampant with New Age teachings, even with UFOs and angels and channeling and all that stuff, that's rampant with New Age teachings. All they've done is repackage it so that people will swallow the lie. It's the exact same premise with this rise of wickedness. How in the world are you going to get a quote-unquote Christian nation from turning from, by definition, supposedly supposed to love Christ or God first, to loving themselves? Well, they've done it. They've repackaged it in three different ways. And the first way that they pulled it off in our country at the turn of the last century was humanism. Okay, it was a wicked worldview that the enemy brought in to our country, and it started off small, and boy, did it begin to spread. Now, humanism, for those of you who don't know, obviously, as the word alludes to, is basically the premise of belief, the worldview that man is the center of all things. I think that started way back with Pythagoras with that phrase, but man is the center of all things, not God. Okay, and that's a pretty bold, frankly, self-centered statement, you know. And you would think, well, nobody's going to buy into that, you know. But slowly but surely, the country began to buy into it. They even came out with what's called the Humanist Manifesto 1 and 2. Basically, they put down their beliefs, their belief systems, okay. And let me read a couple of them to you. And as I read through it, tell me if this is not the common attitudes that are now pervasive in our society. Here's what they say. They say, faith in a prayer-hearing God, assumed to live and care for people, to hear and understand their prayers, and to be able to do something about them, is an unproved and outmoded faith. They say we find insufficient evidence for the belief in the existence of a supernatural. We begin with humans, not God. You know, I like what one guy had said. He was challenged with this youth that came up to him. He says, hey, I don't believe in God. And the guy says, oh, really? And he says, yeah, I don't believe in God. He says, I am my own God. And the guy says, well, okay, let's just say, How much do you know? And the kid says, well, I know quite a bit. He says, all right, let's say that you know half of everything in the whole universe. And, you know, the kid kind of swells up. And this is a true story. He kind of swells up with pride. Yeah, yeah, I know. I know 50% of everything there is ever to know in the whole universe. And the guy says, which obviously was, you know, pretty ridiculous, but I'll play with you. You know half of everything that's ever been known and throughout the whole universe. He said, could it be that God exists in the other half? You know, it's a pretty bold statement to say there is no God, because by definition, you would have to be God to understand whether or not there really was one. But anyway, that's the problem. And they also say, we do not accept as true the literal interpretation of the Old and New Testaments. They say, we include a recognition of an individual's right to die with dignity, euthanasia, suicide, birth control, and abortion. I just shared in our Book of Revelation study that we're going through on Sunday nights, articles of now that they have legalized in three different states, Washington, New York, and I forget the other one, and where they have legalized where not even just a doctor, okay, and that's, of course, was the steps that Kevorkian was taken, but not just a doctor, but a nurse or even an assistant, which would be just like a worker at a nursing home, now can have full control over whether or not a patient can continue to live. And part of their definition of whether or not that person gets to live, which means that their procedure is they will on purpose allow you to starve to death and dehydrate on purpose. See, first of all, it's ridiculous that a doctor would do that in the first place, but now they've denigrated it. You don't even have to be a doctor. You could just be a nurse or some sort of a caretaker. And if they feel that you're quote-unquote, here's what they've got us to swallow, quality of life is not good, then we will take your life. Absolutely wild. But that's part of the premise of a humanistic worldview. And it's happening. It's getting worse. And I remember one time I was listening to an interview of a gentleman who ran a former abortion clinic. And he since obviously got saved and realized how wrong and horrible that was. But he warned probably at least 15 years ago. He says, mark my words, he said, this is just one end of the spectrum of somebody else determining who gets to live and who doesn't, you know, with the issue of population control. He says, you're going to see coming down society. And I remember as he was giving the interview, the person who was interviewing him was just like, yeah, sure thing, buddy, but it's already happening. He said that you're going to have a society where they're going to call it, he threw out the name Thanatoriums. And of course, Thanatos in the Greek means death. And he says Thanatorium. And he says they're going to get to the point where they're going to condition us where not just let's take the life of a life inside the womb, but outside the womb, they're going to determine how long you get to live. And he says they'll make it so wonderful. They'll make it so beautiful. He says, you know, you'll go to this wonderful place and they'll be playing this soft music. And, you know, your family will be there getting to say their goodbye. And they'll even make it sound almost honorable, you know, that you're about to kill your loved one. Because, after all, their quality of life is not what it could be. And, after all, they're costing us lots of money with this healthcare crisis. And I remember when he said that 15 years ago, people were like, this guy's loony. But he was almost a prophet ahead of his time because that's what is happening today. And it's because of this humanistic belief. But anyway, let's continue on. They say, we believe the intolerant attitudes often cultivated by Orthodox religions and Puritanic cultures unduly repress sexual conduct, and many varieties of sexual exploration should not be considered evil. They say, we oppose the tyranny over the mind of man to shackle free thought. They say promises of immortal salvation and fear of eternal damnation are illusory and harmful. And salvationism based on mere affirmation still appears as harmful, and that diverting people with false hopes, they say, of heaven hereafter, listen to this, their belief in a nutshell, no deity will save us, we must save ourselves. Now, that was being birthed at the turn of the last century in our country, and you would think, and as I read through that, that sounds exactly like the common attitudes of our society today. And part of it is because it was a deliberate, slow attack, if you will, of infiltrating the minds of the people. It was humanists, amongst other people, who forced the Bible, prayer, and the Ten Commandments out of our schools and our court system under the guise of the separation of church and state, which I tell people all the time, and even those listening, I'm assuming they know, but in case you don't know, I challenge you. You will not find separation of church and state anywhere in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. It's not there. It's a total lie. That lie has been used to promote humanism, and it doesn't even exist in our founding documents. It actually came from a letter from Thomas Jefferson in 1802 in response to the Danbury Baptists, who heard there was a rumor going around that the Congregational Christian denomination was going to be made the national denomination in America. And all Jefferson did was he appealed to the First Amendment and felt that that was the original intent of the First Amendment would ensure that no, quote, Christian denomination would be chosen as the official denomination in the United States. And you got to understand the historical context. When they came over to America, they just escaped where one ruler would dictate, no, we're Catholics. Then the next ruler would say, no, we're Protestant. And the next one would come in, no, we're Catholics. And there were, you know, it was a bloody mess, literally. And so when they came over, it says, no Congress, if you will, the government is not going to tell us what, mind you, is Christian denomination we're going to be. You know, we're a Christian nation. That's just the way it's going to be. And but that appeared in a letter in 1802, that phrase, separation of church and state, which does not mean, even that phrase in the letter does not mean what people use it today. And yet that's the very thing that people have used to continue to separate God from our society. And again, what is the wonderful fruit of doing that? Not only is it based on a lie, but the fruit of it has taken our country down the tubes. It's given to this rise of wickedness that we've seen in such a short amount of time, which is a sign that we're in the last days. And people say, well, come on, there's no conspiracy. Excuse me? Listen to the humanists yourselves. I'm going to read you a couple quotes from these guys. You tell me if they did not have a deliberate intent to overthrow Christianity, any sense of God being the center of our country, let alone our lives. Listen to this. This is from a gentleman named Brownson. He says, our great object was to get rid of Christianity and to convert our churches into halls of science. The plan was not to make open attacks on religion, but to establish a system of state schools from which all religion was to be excluded and to which all parents were to be compelled by law to send their children. And for this purpose, a secret society was formed and the whole country was to be organized, quote unquote. Another one, Horace Mann, he said, what the church has been for medieval man, the public school must become for the democratic and rational man. God would be replaced by the concept of public good.
And I'm afraid these things are taking place today. We're going to be back in just a moment. Pastor Billy Crone. And we must understand that what's happening is not by accident. It is part of a long-range plan to destroy this country.
Diets simply don't work. 90% of dieters lose a few pounds, but then gain them right back, every time. At Radiant Clinic, we look at the cause of disease rather than merely treating the symptoms. We optimize thyroid and adrenal function, balance brain chemistry and hormones, all of which can cause weight gain. Our medical weight loss program will actually reset your metabolism so the pounds stay off permanently. Call Radiant Clinic at 970-278-0900 and ask for your free guide to permanent weight loss or visit our website at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Morning, Pastor Billy Crone. And before we go on, Billy, would you like to go ahead and get your web page out there so people that know how they get in touch with you?
Yeah, sure. It's www.niagarafrontierbible.com. That's NIAGARAFRONTIERBIBLE.com, niagarafrontierbible.com. Or you can just Google my name, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N as in Nancy E, Billy Crone. Just Google that, and that'll take you where you need to go.
All right, very good. Well, you just go ahead and pick up the story there where you left off.
Well, you know, and again, a lot of people say, well, come on, there's no conspiracy that these people are deliberately trying to remove God out of our society, out of our hearts, out of our minds, so that we could turn to loving ourselves, just exactly what Paul prophesied 2,000 years ago, to lead to this rise of wickedness. Really? Let me read you a couple more quotes. These guys are very bold about this humanistic agenda, which, again, remember, the premise is man is the center of all things with humanism, not God. Charles Potter, he said this. He said, education is thus a most powerful ally of humanism, and every American school is a school of humanism. What can a theistic, listen to this, what can a theistic Sunday school meeting for 1 hour a week and a teaching only a fraction of the children do to stem the tide of the five-day program of humanistic teaching? Paul Blanchard, he says, I think that the most important factor moving us toward a secular society has been the educational factor. Our schools may not teach Johnny to read properly. Listen to that. They even admit it. That's not what they're there for. Our schools may not teach Johnny to read properly, but the fact that Johnny is in school until he's 16 tends to lead toward the elimination of religious superstition. Richard Bozarth, he said, we must ask how we can kill the God of Christianity. We need only to ensure that our schools teach only secular knowledge. If we could achieve this, listen to this, God would indeed be due shortly a funeral service. John Dunphy, he says, I am convinced that the battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public school classroom by teachers who correctly perceive the role as proselytizers of a new faith, the religion of humanity, i.e. humanism.
That's why we need to get our kids out of school, and the best thing that would happen is if there were no money for public education and our children could get a civil education at home, and what they would be far smarter than when they graduate from college after being indoctrinated in the atheist philosophy that there is no God. For, you know, knowledge of God is the beginning of all wisdom.
You know, exactly. You know, Dr. Monteith, and I'm not just saying this to toot my own horn, but these are not just stuff that we've had to confront with, but my wife and I, that's part of our decision that we homeschool. You know, my wife is a very talented, very gifted woman, and yeah, it'd sure be nice to have a second income, but we have sacrificed because we are not going to sacrifice our children on the altar of convenience, and we are obligated as parents under God to do what is best and right for our children, and we see this. This is... The system today is no longer about, you know, if you will, the three R's. And I just read, these guys clearly admit that. They're not there to, what they're there to is to not teach your children how to think. They're there to indoctrinate your children in what they want you to think. And part of that is to get that atheistic society. It's called values clarification. And it's all part of dumbing down our society. And the reason why you want to do that, because a dumb society is a gullible society, and that's what you got to have if you want people to swallow your lies and overturn the Judeo-Christian worldview with a last days Antichrist worldview, who is the ultimate humanist, because he is going to say, hey, I'm not only a man, but you're going to worship me as a man. And if you're going to be able to pull that off, okay, then you've got to arrest this belief of society that God is the center of all things and replace it with a man. People have no idea. This is not just a battle of worldviews. This is preparing the hearts and the minds of the people to receive the Antichrist, who is going to be the ultimate humanist. But anyway, that's why we homeschool our kids. And you're right. I'm not just saying it's just because it's our kids. But and if you, it's a big responsibility. But first of all, who would be the best teacher for your child than you? Who would love your child more and be the best teacher than the parent who gave birth to them? That's common sense. And two, the level of education you're able to give your child is phenomenal, because they get one-on-one attention. They don't have to deal with peer pressure, and they're able to get a 10 times better education. My daughter right now is in first grade in homeschool. She's already reading and even doing math and various other things on a sixth grade level. It's phenomenal. But yet, people continue to put their children in this position. And, you know, one person says, well, you know, this is good for them because it teaches them how to witness. Excuse me? They're a child. You know, if you want on the front line on the battle spiritually for our nation, that needs to be done by the adults. Don't throw your kids to the wolves. But anyway, that's a soapbox of mine. But anyway, so let me finish a couple more quotes with these guys. They said the classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and new, listen to this, the rotting corpse of Christianity and the new faith of humanism. One more. This is a Harvard professor of education and psychiatry, 1984. He said, every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill. Why? Because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in the supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of this nation as a separate entity. It is up to you, teachers, to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future. Excuse me? And you want to say that there's no conspiracy. Folks, these guys admit it. I have no idea why people just don't want to deal with reality. And this is going on. But again, once you switch from a humanistic worldview to a man-as-the-centered worldview, you are going to cause this rise of wickedness, because there is no God. You know, we had a Supreme Court judge who, one of the rationale, who, or judge, I don't know if it was Supreme Court or not, it might be in the state Supreme Court, But he basically, one of the rulings in one of the areas to get the Ten Commandments out of a school was he basically said that if a child were to look upon those Ten Commandments, then he might think upon them. And if he might think upon them, in essence, that might do him harm. In other words, that if he were to look at the Ten Commandments, that could be causing brain damage to that child. Excuse me, what is wrong with being reminded that there's somebody bigger than you to whom you're going to have to give an account? That kind of has a way of keeping your behavior in control. Yet you ripped out of our society, and what do we have in a short amount of time? You got kids killing parents, kids killing teachers. You got detectors in the schools. It's nuts, and it doesn't take that long. But again, people, we are so immersed in this society that we have no idea the prophetic significance of this. This is exactly what the Bible said would appear on the scene right before you see the second coming of Christ. And many people think that's the triumph of the human spirit. That's the antidote needed to cure the wickedness of this world. Yet, in reality, they're sounding exactly what the devil said in the lie of the Garden of Eden, Genesis chapter 3. He said to Adam and Eve, he says, you won't die. You know, he says, God knows that your eyes are going to be open when you eat this fruit that he told you not to. He says, you will become just like God, knowing everything, both good and evil. In other words, you get to make up your own destiny. You get to be your own God. You get to choose what is right and wrong. That's the lie from the Garden of Eden, and people have no idea. Now, the second thing that people do to get them to swallow this lie is not just a wicked worldview with humanism, but they also do it with another wicked worship, and that's this whole secular psychology thing that I alluded to, and I've quoted that Harvard professor of education psychiatry, which is a totally man-based system. And why in the world would I want to replace the authoritative word of God who created man with words from man? After the break, I'll share with you what these quote-unquote founding fathers of psychology were like.
We'll be right
back. Supposed to listen to these guys? I don't think so.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest, Pastor Billy Crone. Let's go right ahead.
Well, yeah, you know, the second aspect that they get us to swallow this lie, to turn from loving God first to loving ourselves, is just that. It's just a secular psychology teaching that you got to love yourself above all. Even God is what the teaching actually says. And you think, well, that's what we need. That's the antidote for society. Well, actually, when you put it to the test, the more that people think highly of themselves, this is just secular research, the less supposed abilities they had. Let me give you a case in point. Kids in Washington, D.C. ranked number one in the country for self-esteem, yet they came second to last in academic performance. One researcher simply stated that all this years of self-love propaganda has succeeded only in producing self-deluded kids. This is why you cannot discipline kids at school. This is why, you know, kids are suing schools, because if they do get disciplined, because you've hurt their self-esteem, their self-worth, and this is why you can't play kickball and dodgeball and similar games, because that's competitive and it might make feel some kids excluded, and on. And all of it stems, it's not only a lie that's contrary to the scripture, but listen to the foundation where this is coming from. To these men, from like Sigmund Freud and Carl Jung and many others, but just listen to a little bit of background. I'm supposed to listen to these guys like they had it all together? Sigmund Freud was an evolutionist who believed that man evolved from lower animals and that the idea of an almighty God was just a myth made up by our forefathers to cope with life. Okay, but Freud was also a believer, that's right, in the positive health benefits of cocaine. And he was a user for himself for many years. He had a severe addiction to nicotine. He smoked on average 20 cigars a day, which eventually killed him. And by the way, Freud, you talk about a hypocrite, he refused to be psychoanalyzed himself by his own teachings. Carl Jung wanted to use his teachings to analyze Freud when this was starting off, and he refused. Excuse me? And speaking of Carl Jung, get this. I'm supposed to listen to the wisdom that comes from this guy. He made a wooden man out of a ruler that he carried around with him in a box called Mannequin. Okay, and he talked to it in times of trouble. And then he had this mystical experience one time that was supposedly a major breakthrough in his life, where he was sitting on a rock, and he couldn't tell if he was the rock or the rock was him. And then he had what was considered another breakthrough in his life, that he had a vision, supposedly, of God. And all I can say is basically going to the bathroom on a church sanctuary in the sky, and that was a major breakthrough for him. And then what most people don't realize, Carl Jung was completely absorbed in the occult. He studied their teachings, he attended seances, he listened to mediums, he practiced necromancy, he had daily contact with disembodied spirits, which he called archetype. In fact, one of the ones of these entities he talked to, he actually called Philemon. Listen to this, this is a direct quote from Carl Jung. He said, Philemon and other figures of my fantasies brought home to me the crucial insight that there are things in the psyche which I do not produce, but which produce themselves and have their own life. Philemon, he said, represented a force which was not myself. In my fantasies, I held conversations with him, and he said things, listen to this, which I had not consciously thought. For I observed that it was he who spoke, not I. He said, Philemon was a mysterious figure to me. I went walking up and down the garden with him, and to me, he was what the Indians call a guru. Well, actually, that's what the Bible calls a demon. And I'm supposed to listen to these guys? Now, again, all of this is preparing people, because if man is going, you're going to switch from a God-based society to a man-based society, you swallow humanism. But you got to take it further, because remember Paul said you're going to love yourself. Then you come with an atheistic, humanistic, man-centered teaching, psychology, okay, who says now you got to not just put yourself in the center of things, you've literally got to worship yourself. You got to love yourself. Why? Because the third aspect that it's prepared people for is the rise of a wicked witchcraft. The Bible clearly says that in the last days, in Revelation 9, that here's how wicked that society is going to get, okay, because it's starting from now forward, it's going to get nothing but worse once you turn from a God-based society. He says, but people who, Paul says, or John says this in Revelation 9, but the people who did not die in these plagues still refuse to turn from their evil deeds. They continue to, listen to this, worship demons made of idols, and gold and idols made of gold, silver, bronze, and wood, idols that they can neither hear nor work. Listen to this. And they did not repent of their murders or their witchcraft or their immorality or their thefts. Okay? And the Bible clearly says that there's going to come a time on planet Earth that's going to get so bad when witchcraft and demonic practices of sorcery is going to become commonplace, here's the point, worldwide. Now, yeah, there's been witchcraft throughout history, but not on the scale that we see today. And that's because it's been repackaged. It's called Wicca, and it's on the rise, and it's being targeted to teens. And lo and behold, when that generation rises up, we're really in a heap of trouble. And Wicca is just another, it's a repackaged name. It's old-fashioned term. It's a new term for old-fashioned witchcraft. Okay? And witchcraft has already infiltrated our thinking, whether people want to admit it or not. Witchcraft believes that the entire earth is a living, breathing organism and is the manifestation of the mother goddess. Hey, wait a second, that kind of sounds like environmentalism, doesn't it? Witchcraft says that the mother or female goddess is to be worshipped above all, not a male god. Well, hey, that kind of sounds like feminism. They also say witchcraft says that whatever is true for you is true for you. There are no absolutes. Hey, that sounds exactly like humanism. With relativism, you get to make it up as you go. which is really kind of a logical absurdity, because the moment you say there are no absolutes, you just made an absolute statement. You can't escape it. But witchcraft says that in order to contact these gods or goddesses for personal power, you need to practice astrology, divination, incantations, psychic power, speak with the dead, which is why you also see the rise of various programs today. They used to have that psychic hotline, that John Edwards guy going around who supposedly can contact your deceased loved one. That's all witchcraft, folks. And it's already infiltrated our minds. Then it's being targeted via Hollywood, let alone the educational system, back to the schools again. Hollywood's doing, you know, with that series Charmed, you got the Harry Potter series, that's a whole other issue. Witchcraft is now taking an appeal even for kids, okay? But it's not only being appealed now to kids, environmentalists, feminists, but now even, listen to this, it all ties together. It's like what we saw with the last topic with New Age. Once you understand the root, all these other little branches, it all comes from the same source. Witchcraft is being also utilized, believe it or not, by secular psychologists. They're actually starting to use occult techniques to treat their patients. And, in fact, Wicca is now recognized as an official religion in the United States, even in the Army, believe it or not, and they've allowed approximately 100 witches or more to have their own covens, and that's just in Fort Hood in Texas. Okay, and because of this slick new campaign presented by witchcraft, Wicca is now considered by some to be the fastest growing religion in the U.S. and the second most popular among teens. And again, people don't realize that this is exactly what the Bible said would appear on the scene, this rise of witchcraft on a global scale where people would literally worship demons and they would not repent of witchcraft and things of that nature. But that's the society that's going to happen during the tribulation the period. And again, how did we get switched to a society that would literally go to worldwide witchcraft? It all started at the very beginning with humanism. You turn, just like Paul said,
right at time, Pastor, thank you so much for being with us. Look forward to talking to you later this week. God bless. Bye-bye.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Dan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Pastor Crone. We'd like to take you through all the 10 steps, the 10 parts of the final countdown. Now, you can get the DVD sets from us. They come in two sets, each with five DVDs in it. We've watched them all the way through. We think it's great, and we think overall the material there, you're not going to get it elsewhere, presented in such an interesting and dynamic fashion. well organized, and it'll be a real boon to you to understand so much of what's going on today. That doesn't mean we should just sit back and say, well, there's nothing we can do. It's all going to happen. We're to do our best while we're here. And if in the process we lead other people to the Lord, we lead them to an understanding of what's happening, we lead them to appraise what's really important in this world, we'll have accomplished a great deal. If you'd like to get the DVD sets, part one, part two, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 or 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today. Certainly, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You should read it. It will help you to understand what's going on. And then, of course, you need to get our talk on the forbidden secret, because there is a secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years, but they can never let the people know the truth. And most of these things could never be talked about because, of course, you know, in years past, they would simply burn you at the stake if you revealed that you were part of this group that were in contact with the other dimension. You need to get our four tape set on the supernatural and the tape set that go about the book that goes with that called The Beautiful Side of Evil. Or, of course, you can actually get the talk that was given at our last conference by Joanna Michelson. It's on the CD. And we have five CDs in the set, or you can get them individually. But Joanna Michelson was a medium. She was in contact with the other dimension and with these dark spiritual forces. A fascinating talk. And, of course, her book, The Beautiful Side of Evil, takes you into the background of what it is when you're in touch with the other dimension. And then, of course, we have the four-tape set on Satanism and Deliverance, a four-tape set on Satanic Crime, which takes you into the Bilderbergers. We have a four-tape set on the Bilderbergers, and we have a great DVD on the Bilderbergers called Endgame, put out by Alex Jones, and we actually have two books on the Bilderbergers. This is an organization, the books don't get into the supernatural element of it, but the force behind the Bilderbergers is this desire for a one-world government, and a one-world economic order, and a one-world religion, and the destruction of Christianity. These are pivotal to understanding what's going on today because we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Please go to our website at radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. Read our newsletters. Watch our DVDs. Look at the links we have to YouTube. Certainly, you can listen to our radio programs on a regular basis and read the essays that are there. A great deal of information that will help you to understand what's going on. And then, of course, we hope you'll tell others. And I hope that you'll get this DVD set, if you can afford it, on the final countdown, and show it to others. It will help them to, certainly if they're Christians, to begin to understand what's going on. If they're not Christians, at least to begin to question, is this really true? And, of course, every one of the DVDs ends with an invitation to become a Christian. And, of course, to reassess what's really important. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light that all